Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. Wednesday, July the 22nd, 2020. I'm laughing because in the process of trying to figure out, is that really the date? I managed to shut off the first recording. So this one might be a little shorter. I've been running 21 minutes, and that's... it's a little long, because what that means is that I'm not walking 3 miles an hour, which is my goal. Nineteen minutes a mile. So I've just sort of been loafing along. Anyway, it's a lovely morning. It is, it's around 62, somewhere in there. There's zero breeze today. There's no wind at all. There's a lot of high, thin clouds. Many cirrostratus bear's tails up there. Might have rained last night. Just going by the amount of wet dirt on the sidewalk. Yeah. Worked up a bit of a sweat on the that last half mile. With the sun right on my back on the coming down West 20th. It's sun's hot, even at 7:20 in the morning. It's a very still morning. Got a pigeon. There's pigeon feathers everywhere here. It's very quiet. I heard voices a minute ago and I turned around to look to see who was near me. The person had to have been 50 yards away. So, yeah, very still, very quiet morning. It's quite pretty. It's odd. The tree up here looks like it's already changing colors. It's July. It's two of them. Wow. Or if it's a function of lack of water. Up there somewhere, but I can't see him. I wonder if it's the same flight I heard the other day. That would be odd. Good morning. She's here often enough that she waves at me first now. Oh, today's Wednesday, so I have to remember to pick up the milk when I go back in the house. I just have to make more yogurt today. Because, I've got so much milk that it's going bad before I use it. And I think I probably forgot to skip milk in this week's delivery. So I got some Ziggy's. Speaking of yogurt, I've been working off California brand yogurt base for the last couple of, probably the last couple of months. And it's much milder. It's almost chalky. It's not really, but I last week, something like that. I ran out of yogurt, and when I went to make fresh yogurt, I didn't have any yogurt in the fridge. And the problem with yogurt is that you have to have yogurt to make yogurt. You don't need very much. You need a couple tablespoons, but you need yogurt to make yogurt. And everybody's yogurt uses a little bit different. A little bit different formulation. In terms of cultures. So some are pretty tart, some are less tart. Some have a bit of sour to them. It's hard to tell a commercial yogurt because a lot, particularly the flavored yogurts, have a lot of sugar in them. But I got a tub of Siggy's, Icelandic yogurt. And I've been sort of, I used that as the base for my last batch. I need to make another batch. But the thing that I didn't remember about Siggy's, the flavor is very nice. I like the flavor a lot. The thing I didn't remember about Siggy's is that it's sticky. Which isn't a bad thing. But it's like, it's sticky. And honestly, I like mine better. I like mine better. Even though it's using the same culture, so the flavor profile is very similar. But mine isn't sticky. Mine is more like pudding. I don't know which way you're going, Katie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
She's on her bicycle. Tanapana, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Team Sawdude. I have no idea what this is all about. Or whatever it is, it seems pretty into it. Okay. I'm not one to yuck somebody's wine. Yum. Oh, here comes the lady with her little Scotty dog. Haven't seen her in a couple of days. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, here comes a couple of people with. Jesus, how many dogs do they have? One of the dogs is walking himself. He's got his leash in his mouth. And he's walking along. Morning. That was amusing. I don't know if they're a couple or they're neighbors or whatever, but they're definitely in each other's health bubble. The three dogs between them, and the black, like a black lab. I don't think it was a purebred, but had a lot of lab in him. Was walking himself. He was on a leash, and he had the leash, you know, in his mouth, trotting along, right, you know, keeping track, you know, keeping right with everybody else. And there's, because they're dogs, because there's three dogs, because they're spread out on leashes, these people took up a lot of room. So I'm walking down the middle of the street. I didn't realize there was a car in the side street trying to come out. And I was walking right in his way, and it's like, oh, geez, sorry. He scampered out of the way, and they waved at me. Scamper. Apparently, I use the word scamper a lot. I like the word scamper. Scamper is scamper is a good word. It's an evocative word. I use it too much. I'll own it. But that was funny. Anyway, I'm almost done. I'm almost done putting all the chapters in the right order. The time frames are a little bit wonky, but I've almost got them put in the correct order. I'm down to like the last three or four. I'm looking to get those ironed out today so that I can go through and create an actual document, an actual manuscript. Get it out of Scrivener, which is lovely, but I need to see the words. I need to see the words on the page. I need to have a manuscript form. And what I got now is a bunch of pieces. And the pieces are stacked up good. But I need to put it in a document so I can spackle the connections together and, you know, put in some tape and sand the joints down. I like the story. I like this story. Nobody else will. I don't know if anybody else will. I don't know. I always say nobody else will. I always worry that nobody else will. It's like, okay. I was like the Wizard's butler. I was... I don't know. When I contemplated even doing the project, it was like, well, if nobody likes it... I've got Ishmael fans who are now saying, yeah, Ishmael would be good, but I really want another Wizard's Butler. I want another book of Shining Fish Cuts. And I'm leaning toward the cat. I'm leaning toward the Wizard's cat. Everybody has, I've been, you know, I get a lot of ideas. People throw me ideas all the time, and I am grateful for those ideas. Once in a while, it's like, the Wizard's Butler. When Chris sent me that idea, it was like, the Wizard's Butler? And the explanation of, yeah, like Mickey Mouse and Fantasia, but he's not magical. And I'm like, all right. How do I do with that? What can I do with that? How do I do with that? And it took a while. It took a few days for me to work through. What can I do with that? What can I do with that? But it was one of those ideas that hooked me. So that I actually was motivated to spend a couple of days thinking, what can I do with that? What can I do with that? Okay, what is this going on here? Oh, there's two people there. I could hear voices. I couldn't see. I could see one guy. I just got out of the car, but I couldn't. But I kept hearing voices. I couldn't find a woman who was sitting behind a tree. So far, the Wizard's Cat is winning. And I've got Novelrama coming up in August. August 14th, I think. So I've got to write 25,000 words in 4 days. 6,250 words a day. And I'll be managing the sprints, so I need to have my act together. Which means I really need to get this book moved. I need to get it to Karen. I think the trash guy's coming in. Yep, he has. Jeez. Drag this up to the house. Because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Not with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.